from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Back rolling on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And joining me now via the phone line is Barry Odom, head coach of the UNLV Running Rebels on the football side here. 9-win season last year. Did some really good things. Got to the Mountain West championship. Top those standings. He is on X at Coach Odom. Coach, what's happening? How are you?
Hey, buddy. What's up, Gabe? I hope you guys are doing good, and I hope all the great Memphians are doing really, really good this June. I miss you guys, and always great to be able to connect with you. And, man, we're building this team, and we're so close. Time is flying by to getting ready to kick off the 24 season. And you can get in that point, you can kind of start to feel it starting to creep up and get close.
Yeah, we're going to have media days here relatively soon. It'll be here before we know it. But when the NBA finals end, it's just sort of a countdown for me. That's how it works.
There's no question. That's always kind of the mark of when things start to get a little bit tighter around the office when that last championship game is played in the NBA. So it's here and it's on us, and we're certainly excited about going into year number two.
What do you think? Did you watch the NBA finals? I have to ask you that off top.
I watched the first two games, and you know, I try to stay out of picking sides unless I've got a player that I coached in or knew of some way. And at that point, I knew it was over. And we've had so many recruits on campus that I feel like I've had it on in recruiting events or camps or whatever, because we'll always have a sporting event on in some capacity. So I feel like I've watched it a little bit, but not really followed it directly.
I hear you. I'll say this: Jason Tatum from St. Louis, from Chaminade. I know the you used to. That's a recruiting area. That was a recruiting area you covered here at the University of Memphis, as we've told before.
Yeah.
That's where you found one Gabe Kuhn.
We're heavy and hot in the city of St. Louis, just because of the if we can go find another young Gabe Kuhn, we're gonna keep on having a chance to win some games. So. There's a lot of players out of that city, as you know, that's an example of another one on the basketball side.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny, like when we talk about recruiting these days, like obviously you still have like your coaches that you send out to certain parts of the country, but how much of it, it's a national scene. You say you go to St. Louis, you go anywhere. I mean, you stretch coast to coast, basically, as far as recruiting is concerned.
The one thing's a little bit unique with UNLV in Las Vegas is, number one, we've got 36 high schools in our city, and we've got a very select and direct approach on how we're going about recruiting the city, because there's great players here, and now we've got a program that they want to be a part of. So then the challenge of keeping them here and finding ways to do that, but then also you can get just about anywhere in the United States on a direct flight to Las Vegas for a pretty reasonable amount rate-wise. So we're heavy in Kansas City, St. Louis, Dallas, Houston. L.A.'s 3.5 hours from here. You're driving. Phoenix is 4 and some change. So there's so many areas that we can recruit. But the relationships that myself and then a number of our staff kind of in the Midwest, the Mid-South, you know, we were at the Memphis camp. A couple of our staff members were a couple weeks ago, and it was a great camp there on the campus. Thankful that we had a chance to work that camp. We were in St. Louis, at Lindenwood, at that camp. We're in Houston and Dallas. So all the places that we know that the footprint of recruiting really good players, we'll go anywhere if we feel like we can find a player that fits to what we're doing on the field and culturally in the locker room.
Now, speaking of players that fit what you're doing, I know Father's Day just passed, and I want to wish you a belated Father's Day. But you have your son committed to UNLV as a quarterback, 3-star quarterback, Garrett. What's that like, man? What, like, recruiting your own son, getting him on campus? Obviously, he's a 2025 recruit, so we're a year away from that. But that's got to be fun for you, and really cool to see him grow up, and you know, right before your eyes.
It's interesting. My wife and I. We've got an older son that's a sophomore, and he's at UNLV. He's a walk-on linebacker and doing a great job. JT is his name, going into his sophomore year. And then Garrett is a quarterback. And, you know, it's interesting how the recruiting has taken really, it's different in the world of quarterback recruiting. And I've known this from recruiting, but when it's your own son, it's certainly, you know, it's so different. You hear the conversations that he's having with other coaches through the recruiting process. And I'm sitting there in the living room like, wait a minute, dude, you're committed to us, so why are you still talking to Coach X? Or, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And I think he's committed, and we're looking across the dinner table. I'm like, we're good, right?
that's strange. I can give you that.
That is a lesson for all of myself and my coaches. No matter how close you think you are with the kid, with the recruit, somebody is always talking to them. And for me to be able to live both sides of that, I've learned a lot. I've become a much better recruiter because of the process of how this has gone with him.
Now, I can say this, you know, just looking at your program that you're running right now, you know, historically it has been a little more tough to, you know, get the local fans out and do those types of things. But after last year, 9-win season, how much more have you seen the locals respond to the program? How excited are they for next season?
You know what, Gabe? When I first took the job, you know, part of the decision on taking the job, I was a little concerned with, is there enough space in the city of Las Vegas for college football and for there to be a successful college team? And without question, the excitement, the level of enthusiasm, the support that is pouring in now from the city, this city was built on opportunity, and UNLV Rebels were the first team in Las Vegas. So we've been able to go back to really capture that audience, and the season ticket sales, we've surpassed the amount that we sold every game in very short order going into the next year. The excitement's there. There's plenty of space, and 2.5 million people with all the different shows and events and everything. We can be on the national stage. This year, 11 of our 12 games are on national TV. You know, we've got an opportunity to do something that's never been done in the city before from a college football opportunity on what awaits us. So how exciting is that? And our team understands that. They feel it. And really, they know the responsibility that we have to carry the torch to be somebody that the city is all in on. And I'm sure excited about what we've got going.
Now, as far as your team is concerned, you had a high-flying offense last year under Brennan Marion. It'll be his second year as the OC. But you have Jaden Thomas at running back, who's just a sophomore, who had 12 touchdowns last year. You have Ricky White, who is third in the country in receiving yards. Jacob DeJesus was good last year as well, about 600 yards receiving. But one thing that you definitely have to replace is that quarterback position. You end up getting a transfer out of Holy Cross, Matthew Sluka, who was very good at that level, at that FCS level. Do you expect everything to sort of roll into the season, feel good about where your offense is headed after a really good year last year?
Yeah, we were really young last year, young on the field. And the experience that we have coming back now, the charge for us as a coaching staff is, whoever we have returning back, whether it's Ricky White, Jacob DeJesus, the starting five offensive linemen, whoever they are coming back, no matter how good they played last year, it's our time to play at a higher level this year. And we've got some pieces that we've added offensively. You know, number one, we've got to be able to run the ball. We were able to do that last year. We've got to be able to control the game and running the football, no matter what that looks like. It doesn't have to be the power play 25 times. We've got to be creative and establish the line of scrimmage on running the ball. And now I think we've got an opportunity to stretch the field vertically, which we were missing a little bit of that last year. We've got three returning All-Americans on our team, which there's not many schools that can say that. Ricky White, I think, is, if not the best receiver in college football, he's got to be mentioned in that conversation. Jacob DeJesus is an All-American returning in the punt and kickoff return, slot receiver. We line him up all over the field and create mismatches. And then we got a couple of young guys that have come in. Jet Thomas, you mentioned that he led the country last year in rushing touchdowns for freshmen. We got a lot of pieces back, but it starts up front.
Yep.
And four of our five offensive linemen are back, and we think that we've improved in every single area. Now we've got to go do it. The schedule is very, very challenging, but it's also it's built on being opportunistic, because we open at Houston on August 31st. Week three, we're at Kansas. Week five, Syracuse comes here. So we've got some built-in Big 12, Big 12 ACC matchups that we've got an opportunity that we need to be really good early, because our schedule, and then you get into our conference games this year. We go to Oregon State. They're in our league this year, playing league games. You know, Boise and Fresno, it's a heck of a schedule, and one that our kids are working really, really hard this summer in skills and drills and off-season conditioning to be in position to play winning ball.
Now, you have two, relatively young coordinators. You have Brendan Marion on the offensive side, who's definitely wanted around the country. He's definitely been involved in certain discussions about different jobs. But you also have, shout-out to MICDS, Mike Shearer. He was a guy who came out a year before me in the city of St. Louis. What have you seen from those guys? How much do you like them, even as young coordinators, and the job they've done?
Well, I think, you know, this is not a statement that I make very often, but both of those guys will be head coaches.
Right.
They're do that. They have the vision to do that. They've got the makeup to do it. They see things through the lens of big picture opportunities, and also big picture, you know, how to solve problems. It's not just through the lens of the linebackers or the quarterbacks, which they coach, but we've got a really good staff. I'm fortunate those two you mentioned, you know, and offensively, we scored over 40 points six times last year. By the way, Gabe, I only call plays on offense that are touchdowns.
Those okay.
are
the ones. Good to hear.
And then defensively, Coach Shearer has done a great job on building this defense. And we got a lot of pieces that really were galvanizing and putting together on that side of the ball that I think we've got an opportunity to play really good defense. And then our special teams coordinator, James Sheavis, I think the best.
Of course.
And we were really, in any category you look at, we're top five in the country in special teams last year. So as a head coach, I'm sure proud of the staff that we've assembled. They've got great ownership in putting guys in position to make plays, building the scheme that fits what the personnel is, and then letting our guys go play and play fast and being great teachers. So I'm honored to have this staff. And, you know, I know how coaching goes. I was fortunate that we were able to keep everybody, and that probably won't last. But just like when I was at Missouri, offensive coordinator was Josh Heupel. He's had great success at Tennessee. Ryan Walters was my defensive coordinator. He's the head coach at Purdue. So I want to try to get those guys in position to build up, and if they want a chance to be a head coach, hopefully I can help them achieve that. And then our
yep.
position coaches move into roles of being a coordinator. You know, that's part of, I feel, the longer I've been in the business, that's my responsibility to help guys do that.
Yep. Now, talking with Barry Odom on X at @Coach_Odom, head coach of UNLV football. Now, final thing for you. I know you're a busy man. I'll let you roll after this. But you had an interesting offseason in the fact that you raised some money writing a bowl. You wrote a bowl. this offseason. What in the hell was that like? I mean, good lead. I'll say this. Listen, you probably lasted longer than I would on a bowl, but you didn't last that long. I mean, you looked a little wrong, even though you had the helmet and all the gear on. But what was that like?
Riding is a loose term. I can't really even say it. You know, it's more head on it for a short under 2 seconds. It was a decision that really I'll do anything I can to benefit our program. And at a time that UNLV probably historically hasn't been on anybody's radar, we were because of what we did last year and carrying that momentum into the offseason. In a world of raising money for your program and NIL, that was the reason I did it. And we were able to raise some really good money. And I felt like I played the Nebraska Cornhuskers in 95 for about 2 straight weeks. After that short sitting on the bull, I sit on the thing and I felt like I was doing the splits. And
right.
I knew I was in trouble at that point. And then it went to a full body flex before they opened the chute, and I knew I was in big time trouble at that point. But it was right in the middle of spring ball, so I got, you know, bucked off really quick, made it back to the fence to get out of the arena. We used it the next day in our team meeting about toughness. Anyway, you're going to get knocked down, but get up. And everybody had a good laugh about Coach Odom. So, and we raised some good money. I will not do it again.
I think that's fair. Did you talk yourself into it, or did somebody else have to talk you into it? That's the real question.
And
I know you got a few screws loose. I get that. But, like, did someone else have to talk you into it, or was this all your idea?
I will not back down from a challenge. I'm not going to. But, anyway, one of the guys that played quarterback here in the early 80s, Steve Stallworth, a tremendous booster of the program, friend of the program, a friend of mine, he had the idea, and he runs the South Point Casino, and he called and said, hey, would you consider riding a bull for a fundraiser with the Tough Heteman bull circuit? I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. And then he called me back 2 or 3 days later. I was in the middle of trying to recruit a quarterback, and in a weak moment, I said, yeah, Steve, I'll do it, no problem. Let me know the details later. Kind of hung up the phone and went about my business. I'm like, wait a minute, I think I just agreed to riding a bull. So I told my wife, Tia, said, hey, I agreed to this. She's like, there's no way you're going to do that. And I said, I think they told me it was an old retired, like, dairy milk cow. I'll be okay. So I get to the arena, and it was a bull that was supposed to be named, I was told, Willie. And I get down in the chute, and they go across on the scoreboard, you know, Barry Odom up next, and he's riding Widowmaker.
And that's wrong. That is messed up.
I got to the point there, they're like, Coach, you can't back out now. I was like, you're right, I can't. So we had sold all these tickets, it was sold out, and there was enough around it. So I wanted to walk away, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't say no.
And what was the final number that you stayed on Widowmaker for?
2.4, but I don't know when they actually started that. I know when they opened the chute, it felt like I was already off. So I don't really know, but down in the books, 2.4. So whoever is going to do that next year, they've got to beat that mark.
I mean, you got to add that to a resume, 2.4 seconds on a bowl named Widowmaker. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's awesome stuff. Well, Coach, I appreciate the heck out of it. We'll do this again at some point down the road.
Awesome, guys. Best of luck. Have a great summer. Appreciate you, Gabe.
Yes, sir. That is Barry Odom at Coach_Odom on X, head coach UNLV football. That is a wild story. He thought it was going to be named Willie, and it's named Widowmaker. 2.4 seconds on a bull named Widowmaker during spring practice. I know he probably had a concuss. I mean, you got to be concussed after something like that. I saw him try to get up, run back. He needed a little bit of help. I hope that didn't affect, you know, spring ball and all his preparation, but knowing him, it probably didn't.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.